Welcome to Temple of Health Radio Show. This is Dr. Susan Kolb, and today I'm pleased to have as my guest Jane Goldberg, who is the author, along with Jay Gutierrez, of The Hormonus Effect, The Miraculous Healing Power of Radioactive Stones. Jane has outlined the scientific evidence behind the use of these stones, along with other examples of the Hormonus Effect, which we'll talk about. It's actually very, very interesting and an important biological, paradigm that we need to understand better. Jane is a New York psychoanalyst, a holistic health consultant, and basically has helped Jay, who discovered these stones, bring this information to light, and we're happy to have her on the show. Welcome, Jane.
Thank you, Susan. I'm happy to be here.
So would you like to give the listening audience a little bit of your background and how you came to meet Jay?
Absolutely. It has to do with my little dog, who you may hear barking before this broadcast is over. Right now she's sleeping here. I tried putting her in the other room, and she started barking, so I thought it would be better if she were with me. Her name is Lily. She's a 6-pound poodle, and she was dying. I was $3,000 into vet bills. I was four vets later were telling me they had no idea what was wrong with her, but she was clearly dying. Mm-hmm. And a friend of mine told me to, you need to bring her to Donna. So whoever Donna was, I called Donna. I went up there that night, and we did a little treatment with pulse magnetic therapy, and I'd never heard of it, but it sold me. Lily she hadn't eaten or drunk in 7 days. She was so weak, she'd stopped moving. I was keeping her alive by bringing her to the vet every day and having her subcutaneously rehydrated. So after the pulse magnetic treatment, I put her on the floor and she walked around. That was quite miraculous because she hadn't had the energy to move until then. So that's a $20,000 device, and the next day I went out and bought it because I was pretty impressed with it. I own La Casa Spa Wellness Center in Manhattan. So when I find out about these holistic treatments that work, I obviously get very interested in it. So after that, Donna said to me, do you think Lily wants some hormesis water? And I said, well, I don't know. What is that? And she said, she put a little bowl on the floor, and it had a little stone in it. And I saw the stone and said, what is the stone? What is it doing there? And she said, oh, it's radioactive. So I responded the way I think most people would respond.
No way.
I jumped back. Oh, I don't want to be next to radioactivity. Yeah. But I put Lily down, and she started drinking it. That was pretty miraculous because she hadn't been drinking for a week.
Mm-hmm.
So Lily had a very dramatic, miraculous recovery, and this was about 7 years ago. And here she is still here, lying on my couch right now. The next day, I put out 5 different bowls of liquid. One of them was alkaline water. One of them was honey water. One of them was Pedialyte because the vet had said to put that down. I think I had some chicken soup maybe. The fifth one was I took the stone from Donna that night, and the next day I put down water with the stone in it. And Lily went straight to that water. She ignored all the other waters, and she kept going back to that water. So here we are 7 years later, and Lily is still drinking radioactive water, as am I. So that led me to Jay, because Jay is the one that mines these stones. And Jay's story is equally interesting. It's a human story, not a dog story, but it's still interesting. He was a helicopter mechanic, and they would take him to where the helicopters were downed in Utah, Wyoming, places like that. He had to repair them to get them up so that they could go back home. And he would see these beautiful rock outcroppings, and so he would start taking some stones, and then he would carve them and fashion them into jewelry. And then he would give them away to friends. And then people started calling him and saying, Jay, this is so weird. You know, you gave me that bracelet, that stone bracelet, and I had swelling in my wrist, and now it's gone. Mm-hmm. Or, Jay, I had a cyst in my breast, and I wore that necklace that you gave me, and now the cyst is gone. So Jay started doing research, and he found the phenomenon called radiation hormesis. Mm-hmm. And then he started going and deliberately taking the stones, which was thorium, actually. It's low-level radiation, mm-hmm. and making kits for people and providing people with all manner of diseases, conditions, and afflictions with these radioactive stones. So as Jay did the research when he was exposed to it, I did the research when I was exposed to it from Jay. And mm-hmm. there are over, it turns out, 3,000 very well-documented, well-researched studies that show that exposure to low-level radiation increases longevity, makes you healthier, makes you more fertile. It everything that is good for the body and makes you healthier mm-hmm. and live longer, low-level radiation exposure does.
And that's that. These people are studied, like, for example, nuclear power plant workers. They're going to study them because they were worried that low-level radiation that they're exposed to would increase their risk of cancer, but instead they found the opposite.
That's exactly right. There are two studies that I like to refer to because they're so counterintuitive in terms of the results. One of them is a study that Bernie Cohen did. He was at the University of Pittsburgh, and as where I am, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, also, we're on something called the Reading Prong, and it's like a crack in the surface of the Earth. And so there's high radon. Wherever there's a crack in the Earth, then whatever is in the Earth, the gas, which happens to be radon, kind of just seeps through. And so mm-hmm. in New Jersey some years ago, they passed this law that had to do with the selling of your home, real estate law, that said that mm-hmm. when you sell your home, you have to have a radon test. And they mm-hmm. they passed that law because they assumed that radon was cancer-causing or, you know, would create ill health.
Right.
So Bernie Cohen decided to research that phenomenon since he's got a lot of radon where he lives. And mm-hmm. so he did the largest epidemiological study that's ever been conducted in the United States. He took a map of 90% of the counties in the U.S., and then he took a map of the cancer incidence. And then he mm-hmm. took a second map of the radon incident, mm-hmm. and he overlaid one map on the other. And he assumed that what he would see is high radon, high cancer.
Right.
And
he
saw the opposite. He
wow.
saw high radon, less cancer. He didn't believe mm-hmm. it. So he started playing with the data and slicing it in different ways, you know, looking at this variable, that variable. No matter how he sliced the data, he came up with the same mm-hmm. result. High radon, less cancer. He still didn't believe it. He repeated the mm-hmm. whole study 5 years later. He came up mm-hmm. with the same result. And at the end of that, he went down in his basement and he turned off his radon eliminator.
Right. That's a great story.
So
We were taught in medical school that radon causes lung cancer.
Exactly.
And that may simply, it may be true at high levels. I mean, certainly a high enough level or enough chest x-rays might get you increased risk of lung cancer, but
that's the point.
A low level of radiation has a protective effect.
The point is hormesis. Hormesis is the deliberate application of, it's the modification of dosage, really. So hormesis,
right.
you can have radiation hormesis, but you can have hormesis when you exercise, you're creating hormesis. When you
right.
eat, you're creating hormesis. Everything that you do in a dosage level. And hormesis is the deliberate application of a low-level stressor so that your body's repair mechanism is activated. But it doesn't go into overdrive. It's activated. It has a response.
Right.
You know, it gets churned up and revved up. It's like stepping on the accelerator in the car. But then it calms down. And then you have recovered from that repair mechanism being activated, and you're in better shape, better health than you were before the repair mechanism was activated.
Yeah, we see a lot of patients here who are ill from defective breast implants, and they muscle test for whole body vibration about 5 minutes once a week. And as you know, most people can do much more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Healthy people can do at least 5 minutes a day and sometimes more. The whole body vibration is very good at detoxification because it stirs up the lymph system, and it's also
yeah.
very good at curing osteoporosis without the dangerous drug side effects that the regular drugs have.
When I give
so,
my speeches, I do talk about whole body vibration actually as being
right.
hormetic. It has the hormesis effect, exactly.
So the sicker you are, the lower you might have to do the dose, but then you can work up as you get better. So that makes sense. You know.
And when you work up, you're still working up to a very low dose.
Right, exactly.
The other study I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
The other study that I like to talk about is Nagasaki Hiroshima, because everybody knows, we bombed the shit out of them and, you know, gave them all kinds of radiation and people died. But the Japanese know more about radiation than any of us because of Nagasaki Hiroshima and also now, obviously, because of Fukushima. So after the bomb, they actually studied their whole population. And what they found is that, of course, in the epicenter of where the bombs were dropped, people died. They died from the heat. But as you draw concentric circles farther and farther out on the map of where people were living, the farthest out are the people that got no exposure to radiation. But as you come in, you get people that got low exposure, a little more exposure, a little more exposure. The people that got some exposure have lived longer than the people who got no exposure.
Right. Let's talk a little bit about what a radiation might affect. It occurs to me that it might very well affect yeast and mold, which might be causative in some cancers. And I believe that the yeast and the mold keep the body very acidic, and then that the cancer is easier to grow. But what about intracellular infections like mycoplasma and spirochetes? Do you think the low-level radiation kills them as well?
I do, because it exists on a frequency level, so it goes everywhere.
Right.
And Jay has worked with mold, and he actually can put stones where you see mold growing. He can put stones. I mean, he has put stones on the wall, and you can see the mold actually
go away.
Yeah, it goes away. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, there's one doctor who believes that the cause of all cancer is mold, but I think mold is more of a bystander in cancers often get mold because they're so acidic and such low energy. But in terms of causation, there's a lot more factors than just mold. You know, we have a whole list of causation factors of cancer. Anything that lowers the energy of the organ basically can predispose to cancer. The most common is emotional. By far.
Funny little story about one of the clients at La Casa. She had a mold-induced cervical cancer. And so she was coming. She was doing, we have an ozone steam cabinet, so people are in, you know, their head pops out so they're not breathing in the ozone. Ozone,
right.
Of course, is O3. It's activated oxygen. So she was doing that, and I do put a radioactive stone in the water that creates the steam, so they're also getting that as a treatment. But she felt that she had some digestive issues, and of course the cervix is around where the lower digestion tract is, and so she was doing rectal insufflations with the ozone. And one of the times that she did it, it stimulated peristaltic movement. She went to the bathroom, and she emitted or ejected a worm that was about a foot long. That worm was a parasite that was living in her intestinal tract. It was living until the ozone hit it. Of course, ozone kills every pathogen known to mankind, so the ozone killed it, and then her body was able to release it.
Right.
I think parasites are very
we
involved
with cancer.
We
have to test all the silicone patients for parasites, too, because it's very common.
Yeah.
I think once your immune system goes, your T-cell immunity, you have an increased risk of cancer, intracellular infections, parasites, viruses, and mold and yeast. But just those. So, anyway. So, are there any other mechanisms you feel that, do you think it kills the cancer directly with radiation?
No, I think it stimulates the immune system. And then I think that the immune system is better programmed to do what it is supposed to be doing. And I think all of these things that we're talking about, the parasites and the fungal, the mold, all of these entities that are pathogenic, they create the immune system either has been fighting them for so long that it just basically is exhausted and it can't do the job, mm-hmm. or it's just sleeping on the job because it's been deactivated because of toxicity. So I think, too,
cancer as well as mold produce things that cause an immune problem. You know, I think the cancer's smart enough and the mold's smart enough to produce things that prevent the immune system from fighting them.
Well, I like the way you're saying it because I think what you're suggesting is that they're both caused by cancer, but they cause cancer, but they also cancer creates them. It works both ways. It's in both directions.
Yeah, I think parasites do the same thing too. I mean, I think that almost any biological system will produce something to make the host less able to fight it. I mean,
right.
It's not just humans, it's plants and animals as well.
Right. We all have defense systems, and plants mm-hmm. have defense systems because they're predators that will eat the plant. And so that's like a hormesis effect. When we eat plants, I eat plants all the time. I'm a vegetarian. But I'm mm-hmm. eating the defense system of the plant. So that's giving me a hermetic effect. It's giving me so that the defense system is like a poison, you know, it's, mm-hmm. so that the predator won't be attracted to it. So I'm actually eating a very small dosage of poison when I eat plants, mm-hmm. but it's stimulating my digestion and all good things.
Mm-hmm.
I think of it a little as like a vaccine, except a vaccine that
has a lot of chemicals in it. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, on the back of the book, some of the things that low-level radiation can help: tennis elbow, joint pain, arthritis, multiple sclerosis, spinal meningitis, autism, stroke, macular degeneration, heart disease, and cancer. Now, if you go back, tennis elbow is due to inflammation
mm-hmm.
primarily, not infection.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Joint pain can be due to intracellular infection or inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
Arthritis, or degeneration too, but it's more inflammatory and or infectious. And then multiple sclerosis is usually an intracellular spirochete, so that would be your intracellular infection. Spinal meningitis is interesting because there can be bacterial or viral,
mm-hmm.
and viruses would definitely be, helped with T-cell immunity. Macular degeneration, I'm not sure how that would be, but it is interesting.
I can't tell you exactly what the biochemical mechanism is, but I can tell you a story, and that has to do with a helicopter pilot that Jay was friendly with because they were both into helicopters, and he was losing his sight. You know,
right.
If you're a helicopter pilot, you need to be able to see.
That's not good.
So Jay made special stones for him. He carved them out in circles, and now he sells those. But they were originally made just for this helicopter pilot. And he actually just lay there with the stones on his eyes. It takes
right.
a long time. He did it for an hour and a half a day, and after a month or so, his eyesight was pretty good. I went out to Jay's center, and I met a man who, I forget his name, and I forget exactly what his position was, but he was a politician. He was like a big maca, you know, in Colorado mm-hmm. and that part of the world. And he was losing his sight. When he met Jay, his wife had to bring him to the government building where he was working because he couldn't see to get there. And after
right.
he was working with Jay and the stones, he was driving again.
Yeah. Well, there's something there that we don't understand about macular degeneration then. You know, I guess we really don't know what causes it. Heart disease can be caused by a nanobacter or the spirochete that causes periodontal disease, so that makes sense. And, of course, cancer is real susceptible to T-cell immunity, so that would make sense as well if it has an immune mechanism.
The way I think about it is that it doesn't matter how many afflictions we name, because it stimulates the repair mechanism of the body, it's going
right.
to help everything.
Yeah, it would. That's true. So what is Jay doing now? Is he doing... I know he's working with the doctor that wrote the forward to the book here.
The center is there, and they're working on many things. They're still selling the kits, and
mm-hmm.
They have developed some kind of water system that I don't know a whole lot about, but sounds kind of intriguing to me.
Mm-hmm.
And they've done research with agriculture and with cows, because there are a lot of cows in Colorado.
Yeah. Helping bees overcome colony collapse disorder.
That would be
which
excellent.
Is fungal. That's felt to
yeah.
be fungal. So
yeah,
that's interesting.
Yeah, if we could accomplish that, that would be really wonderful.
Really would be. And so basically, it looks also that parasitic infections are help with this.
Yeah, again,
so
I think it doesn't matter what you say. I think
mm-hmm.
ultimately everything is helped, because the repair mechanism of the body is what it is
mm-hmm.
that we need in order to recover from whatever.
Right. So it's Dr. Raphael D'Angelo that's working
mm-hmm.
with Jay. And
mm-hmm.
Let me see if I can give their contact information. They're in... it's the Para Wellness Research Program in Aurora, Colorado. And let's see, it's in the book. Let's see if I've got his. I've got the email for Jay is jay@nighthawkminerals.com if you have
mm-hmm.
a question directly for Jay.
Mm-hmm.
So... what's your experience with using them with your patients in general? Do you have any areas that you want to add to what they have in the book here?
I don't think so. I think the book has so many testimonials. I think that like I said, all kinds of conditions.
Mm-hmm. So if you have a chronic condition, you might as well try it, huh?
No, I think if you have a chronic or acute, I think either way.
Yeah. Now, the Jay has something called the kit, which
right.
Do you want to describe that?
Yeah, so that has the water stone that I was first exposed to with Lily drinking the water, and then it
mm-hmm.
has the little pendant that I was referring to when Jay's friend said that her breast cyst got better. So that's a stone
mm-hmm.
that actually is on a little chain that sits right between your breasts. And
mm-hmm.
then there's a mud pack that you put under your sheet and you actually sleep with. I've been
mm-hmm.
sleeping with mine ever since I met Jay.
Right.
And the fourth thing in the kit is a green stone. It's actually, it has lower radiation than the
mm-hmm.
other, than the thorium stones. But I think it's malachite. But it has a lot of electrical properties, and so if you heat it, then it becomes quite a wonderful healing stone. That's actually
that's
my favorite stone.
So the electric output increases from 260 to 380 millivolts when the stone is heated up, according to the
uh-huh.
picture I'm looking at here.
Uh-huh.
So that's great. Well, there's some information that I had from a friend of mine that if you turn the nucleus of the cancer cell negative, that the cancer will either disappear if it's inside the body, or if it's on the outside of the body, it'll ulcerate and go away.
Well, that's pretty interesting. How do you do that?
Well, with electromagnetics. I mean, I'm not an electromagnetic expert. He was.
Mm-hmm.
so,
mm-hmm.
But anyway, he was curing cancer with that.
We get amazing results with the pulse magnetic device, that $20,000 one that was originally
uh-huh.
The one that we had Lily on. By the way, the reason why Donna knew that it was going to help Lily is because she herself had two dogs. And
mm-hmm.
every time she would turn the machine on to treat a human, the dogs would throw themselves against the machine.
Right.
So she just decided the dogs wanted the treatment, too.
Exactly.
So
mm-hmm.
so I've been using pulse magnetic on cancer patients and other people. I get
mm-hmm.
amazing results with Lyme disease. With
mm-hmm.
arthritis. The first day I had the machine, I was just doing a free demo in the reception at La Casa, and there was one guy that said that he had some inflammation. He had a rare form of arthritis because he was quite young. He was about 30, and
mm-hmm.
in his knee and his ankle. And so I just wrapped the tubing around his knee and his ankle, gave him a treatment, and then he walked, and he said, "Wow, I feel much better." And I said, "Oh, well, how'd you feel when you came in?" He said, "I could hardly walk up the stairs." And I said, "Well, let's go try the stairs." And he had no pain.
Yeah, it's really amazing. We have a machine, too, and it's, I know my partner injured his back, and, of course, I needed him to do surgery, so I sent him over there, and one treatment, the back pain was gone.
Yeah. No, I love the pulse magnetic technology.
Yeah. Yeah, it's quite remarkable.
And I love ozone. I mean, ozone is used in 70-80% of the MD offices in Germany.
Yeah.
And hardly anyone
much
uses it.
Further ahead of us, as you
yes,
know.
Yes, in many ways. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're coming up on the end of our hour. Would you like to give your contact information and the information about where to get the book?
Absolutely. So my name is Dr. Jane Goldberg, and my wellness center is La Casa. It's L-A-C-A-S-A. La Casa at lacasaspa.com is the email, and the website is lacasaspa.com. And I'm excited to announce, I just got back from Puerto Rico, the first La Casa was a 10-acre farm in the rainforest in Puerto Rico, and then after the second hurricane came and destroyed it, I said, "Oh, I just don't have it in me to rebuild." So I had somebody living on the property for a few years, but I just got back from there, and I've decided I want to rebuild this. I want to have a healing center in the rainforest in Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to happen this year, this coming year. And La Casa's number, I'm happy to give. It's 212. Again, we're in New York City, 212-673-CASA, C-A-S-A, which is 2272. And the book, The Hormesis Effect, the publisher is, what is their name? You have the book in front of you.
I do. It is published by C. Raven Press in Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah, and they say they like people to order from them as opposed to Amazon, but I think you can get it from Amazon also. Yes,
okay.
C. Raven Press, that's it.
Okay. And then we've given Jay's email address out if you want to contact him directly.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank you for joining us. It's been very interesting and good knowledge about a whole bunch of different things.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Well,
this
is you're welcome. This is Dr. Susan Kolb. We've been interviewing Dr. Jane Goldberg on the Hormesis Effect. Please join us next week for Temple of Health Radio Show.